Hello?
Mr. Dent, sir.
Hello, Harry.
Yes, sir.
How are you, how are the governor's temperatures after? Are they feeling pretty good?
Yes, sir. I thought that was very well handled last night.
Well, they didn't all get the talk, but I, of course, got a good chance to talk to both Peterson and Cahill and Mescal. All of them are sitting at the head table. And
right, sir.
And I think having the big boys talk that way, they all like to hear them, too.
And
they did well, didn't they? Was Rockefeller, Reagan.
Sure.
I don't know why Holton always has to bring up that thing about his kid, but otherwise, but I guess that's the thing.
With him, yes, it is.
Wasn't that Rockefeller surprising?
Yes, sir.
But he was all out, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. Well, they all are, Mr. President. I found this from all these meetings I've had with them.
Well, you've been doing a fine job. Incidentally, I want to tell you, you did a very good job in California, Reagan was telling me. It was a CRA or something.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, sir.
That was good. We're going to try to get Agnew to go out and do their meeting.
That's good.
I was sitting with Mitchell at the time, but you might call the vice president and tell him that you and I were chatting and that he'll hear it from other sources, but that you've been out and that he'd get a hell of a welcome and that he ought to do it.
All right, sir.
You know.
Right, sir. Mr. President, these governors, that briefing we had for them yesterday with Ehrlichman and Kissinger and Mr. Shoups.
Yeah.
That was good for them.
They really got the cold cock.
And they got a chance to ask questions and make input and suggestions
good.
About the VAT and all this other stuff.
Sure.
And so that was good. They didn't have that before I sent you that note, you see. They didn't have that opportunity to have that.
Of course. Well, I knew they'd had that, and I knew that there wasn't anything I could add with those other fellows there.
Right, sir.
And also, I didn't want to get too darn partisan with Connolly there, you know.
Right, sir.
Didn't want him to be embarrassed. As it turned out, it was fine.
Right, sir.
Well, but I think one thing that I did there that I think is very important for you to get around is that when I, which gave me an opportunity to say there was to be a 50-state strategy, you know.
That was
now,
great.
Now, you know very well what it will be.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's good for the guy from Massachusetts and Michigan to figure right. that we're not forgetting them. Those guys really, they really want us to try there, don't they?
Yes, sir. That is
Milliken particularly.
Hmm? Right, sir.
What'd you say?
That's the biggest point with these governors. They don't, over in West Virginia, for instance, Archmore doesn't want to be written off. And he showed me a poll last night.
Did he?
Showing you running well ahead of anybody in West Virginia.
I'll be darned, yeah.
So, that was, you really covered them. You hit them right between the eyes with what you had to say.
That's good.
So they should have left in very, very good
spot. Well, we started praying and ended playing.
That's right, sir.
Right.
That was very good yesterday morning, too. Your appearance for the prayer breakfast.
Well, that's a good group, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Those are fine, fine people.
Yes, sir.
I had to get it out of the Christian context. You know, we had Jew on the program.
Right.
You notice our first speaker was talking about this is a Christian country, which it is, but we.
Right.
Oh, boy. That's fine. You incidentally did not disapprove of my going to do that Negro thing, did you? In fact, they tell me that
biggest pusher for it.
Well, that's why I say disapprove, because Haldeman was telling me that you were the one that felt that particularly in the South we could break into the Negro vote. Right.
Right.
Is that still your feeling?
Yes, sir. And let me say, Mr. President, I was there in the audience when you appeared at that.
Were you there for the Bob Brown?
Yes.
Oh.
And they were shocked when you came in there. They all stood and applauded. In fact, the funny thing about it was one black not too far away from me was standing up applauding, and he said something about he didn't like you or something. Somebody said, "What the hell are you doing applauding?" And but you really got him. And then Sammy Davis made some nice comments on the stage afterwards.
That's
about
great,
you.
Great.
And he has said to Bob Brown and to me that he's willing to do anything you want him to do in 1970.
Of course, the main thing, Harriet, did a lot for Bob Brown. It makes him a big man now, which he deserves.
Which is very helpful, Mr. President. And the second thing is that the theme that got across that night, the theme of that program was results without rhetoric, you see.
Oh, good.
And all night when they kept praising Bob Brown, they kept praising you as well and what had been done in accord with your
good
results without rhetoric.
Good.
But I think we're...
Wallace going to win Florida?
Yes, sir, I believe he is, Mr.
Good.
President. This busing thing, he's really working it.
And who's... Yeah.
I kind of think that... I kind of feel like it'll be Humphrey in there pretty...
You think it's Humphrey campaigning? What about Jackson?
Humphrey, you know, he's even come out and said he was against that Richmond decision.
How about Jackson? Yeah, I know that.
Jackson is not cutting the mustard as well as he should.
He's a good man.
Yes, sir.
He's the best of the bunch, but he... How about about Lindsey?
Well,
if Lindsey goes on TV, he could cut into the Muskie strength,
right,
couldn't he?
One thing I've been asked about the Cuban, some of our Cuban friends who are going to be voting right in the general election are registered Democrats, and they want to know whether they should help
Humphrey.
All right, that's what I'm telling them.
All the way.
Right.
All the way.
Right.
Okay?
All right, sir.
All right, Gary.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for your good work. If you don't hear, we know you're doing well.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Bye.